myself. Enough now, thanks for the help. These kids are getting back at me. These kids are getting unfriendly, but wait, what's that I hear? A bird chirp in my ear. The land and the coast is clear, but you, you never even try to work the sand out of my eyes.
Tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. We just started off the show with Pantiel and the title track to the 2007 CD Alice in Staten on Slumberland, and that track and album, of course, named for the singer from the Young Marble Giants, Alice in Staten. We are going to continue with Dick Diver and Tearing the Posters Down off of, I believe, their third album, Melbourne, Florida, on Trouble in Mind Records.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was just Keith Mead and Change off his Sunday Dinner album on Company Records. Quarterbacks before that and Lauren from their self-titled LP on Team Love, which finds them re-recording songs from a couple cassettes they've put out on over the past couple years in a slightly more aggressive manner. Shy Mirrors and Plastic Skull off the upcoming Without a Trace cassette on Mirror Universe. Legendary Wings gave us Conversations off their Do You See LP that came out last year on Dirt Nap, and we started off the set with Dick Diver, band named after an F. Scott Fitzgerald character, and Tearing the Posters Down off their Melbourne, Florida album on Trouble in Mind. And there is actually a Melbourne, Florida, but the band Dick Diver are from Australia, I believe, possibly even Melbourne, Australia, and so I think there's some amount of attempting to be clever there. I'm going to continue now with Nicholas Kurgovich off of his On Kahuenga LP on Orindel Records, the companion album to On Sunset, which came out last year. On Sunset was a very full, fully orchestrated, fleshed out record, whereas On Kahuenga is just Nick and a Rhodes keyboard. And so we're going to start off with one called Backlot.
Thank you. doubt with vulgar light. The shifting, simmering sigh of ageless kings, the wallowing wombs, the love of my delight. I am so strange in this queer, dark, old stew pot, and I know that tomorrow, or maybe the day after, I will have my soup with a long, long spoon, and the salt, and the marrow, and the skull, and the fire, we'll all sit together and laugh around the ring, and we shall choose to please ourselves with amber, with diamonds, with frankincense, and with fingernail pairings hung in the sky like the moon, and laugh, and we'll sit there and we'll laugh till we're so silly. And those fingernail pairings, and those old coals and rags, and bits of twigs and broken bottles, and old spectacles and rhomboid picture frames and wire, all tangled up with some unimaginable goo. And we'll love it. Just like children, we'll love it.
And you're tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was just Alan Watts and Fingernail Poem off his 1962 LP, This Is It, that Numero Group just reissued on vinyl. Detail before that and first version off of their first Detail album on Rune Gramophone. We heard from John Coltrane and Sunship Take 2 from the Sunship The Complete Sessions set that Mosaic put out 2 years ago, collecting recordings from back in 1965. That were later released posthumously as a Sunship album, I think around 1972. Schlippenbach Trio and Feature 6 off of their feature CD on Intact, and that's Alexander von Schlippenbach on piano, Evan Parker on sax, and Paul Lovins on drums. And we started off the set with Nicholas Kurgovich and The Backlot from his On Cahuenga LP on Orindel. We've got one last set, and we're going to get right into it with Bombadil off of their brand new, I believe, fifth album, Hold On. It's out on Ramsar Records. This one is Sunny December.
Love is a disease. It infects what you believe about yourself and the others you need. And love is not kind. It won't smile and it won't shine. It isn't there when you need it. You can't save it and you can't delete it. And love is cruel and unforgiving. And love is usually unwilling to give you back what you've been building. It will scorch the earth just cause you're tilling it. And like a cat you've been petting for every day of every single week. But when you need it and when you're feeling weak, all it really wants to do is fall asleep. Because love is vicious and love is spiteful, but love also just doesn't care. So you can fight it, but when you strike at it, it'll just vanish like it was never there. But believe me, it's still there, not in your shoes or heart or hair. Cause I've looked in all of the obvious places and still haven't found it anywhere. But when I find it, I will kill it, so that I can get on with my life and regain composure of my posture and control of the thoughts in my own mind. Because love will break you apart. Now hate is accessible and jealousy is free. Bitterness is easy and blame comes even easier for me. And lust is a game that you always will lose. But who minds losing when each level has new contestants for you to choose? And you can yell out, okay, I'm finished. Now I wanna win. Well, too bad, cause winning's not up to you. All you can do is choose when to begin to start losing something different, shaped vaguely like pride, but much bigger and much heavier and much, much easier to find. And once you give that away, you will know by the sickness in your stomach and the numbness in your toes. Because love will break you apart. and love will break you apart. Love will break you apart. Love is hard. It's really been so long that it starts showing. It's always had that ghost who always almost tells me the secret. Now there's really no difference in who he was once and who he's become. I think he's been letting me win. I think he's doing it again. Thanks for letting me win. And everything you hated me for, darling, there was so simple again. Just be simple again. Just be simple again. Be
when we're out, I hide things in the places I think she found out. That's why she left me, why she came back. She's dressed for bedtime, she knows I can't wait. My hand's on her hip bones, but she hesitates. That's why she left me, why she came back. Strong hip bones, I like her strong arms. They tear me apart, they make me feel calm. That's why she left me, why she came back. She don't do enough, she goes far too far. She takes the train, I drive the car. That's why she left me, why she came back.
And that'll wrap up this week's No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That's just Emma Koopa, formerly of Standard Fair, off of her brand new solo 10-inch Home Cinema on Where It's At Is Where You Are. That track was Punch a Door Through. And she also has a new group called the Heyman Koopa Band with Darren Heyman, whom we heard from in a different band before that. The band before that, Heyman, Watkins, Trout, and Lee. Initially a band with Darren Heyman, Dave Watkins, along with Simon Trout and John Lee. But by the time the album was recorded, Simon Trout and John Lee had both left and were later replaced by David Tattersall and Dan Mayfield, both of Wave Pictures. Anyway, though, So that was Haman Watkins Troutenly off their self-titled record on Fortuna Pop from 2008 with That's Why She Left Me, Why She Came Back. Before that, Riley Walker and Griffith Buck's Blues off his new Primrose Garden album out the end of the month on Dead Oceans. We heard from Jesse Poe, Peter Hess, and Joel Hamburger with Just Be Simple off of a tribute to Jason Molina entitled Through the Static and Distance on Burst and Bloom. And that was kind of nice to just have vocals, clarinet, and piano, not a particularly Molina-esque arrangement. And so it was a nice little spin on that one. And starting off the set was Bombadil with Sunny December off the new Hold On album on Ramzer Records. Going to leave you now with Habibi off their brand new split 7-inch with La Luz on Volcom. This one is called Misunderstood. Have a good evening.